The fourth king of Judah, Jehoshaphat, son of Asa, came to the throne at the age of 35, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 25 years. He became king the fourth year of Ahab, king of Israel. Jehoshaphat followed the example of his father and served the Lord. God was with him because he rejected idolatry and did not follow the ways of the northern kingdom. He sought the Lord and obeyed his commands. He became more and more powerful as the Lord established his kingdom under his control. All Judah brought him gifts, so that he had great wealth and honor. The rulers of the lands around Judah feared Jehoshaphat and acknowledged his power and authority. Instead of making war, they came to seek peace, bringing with them offerings and tribute. Jehoshaphat stationed troops in all the fortified cities of Judah and Benjamin, and put garrisons throughout the land, and in the towns of Ephraim that his father Asa had captured. He built forts and store cities, and all the towns in Judah had provisions. He had a well-trained army, and his soldiers were brave fighters, under the command of experienced men of war. Jehoshaphat was devoted to the ways of the Lord, and sought to please God. In the third year of his reign, he sent some of his officials with the priests and Levites to all the towns of his kingdom. They took with them the book of the law of the Lord, and taught the people from it, so that the men of Judah were instructed in the ways and commands of God. He destroyed the pagan shrines that still remained in the high places throughout the country, and cut down the symbols of the fertility goddess Astarte. But although Jehoshaphat was committed to the Lord, not all the high places in Judah were destroyed. During this time, the northern kingdom became increasingly idolatrous. Ahab and his Phoenician wife Jezebel made the people of Israel serve the false gods of all the nations around them. Jezebel, daughter of the king of Sidon, worshipped Baal, the chief god of the Canaanites. So Ahab built a temple and set up an altar to Baal in the town of Samaria, in open defiance of God's law. Ahab went even further than Jeroboam, the first king of Israel, who had set up the two golden calves in Bethel and Dan. Jeroboam's aim in making the idols was to give a visible representation of the Lord for the people to worship, while the shrines of Baal, built by Ahab and Jezebel, introduced the cult of an entirely foreign deity into Israel. It was not long before the people completely forsook the Lord and lost all fear of God. An Israelite, Hiel of Bethel, defied an interdict of the Lord and rebuilt Jericho, the town that Joshua had cursed and burnt down 500 years before. No one since then had dared rebuild the city. Hiel put himself under God's condemnation, and the curse pronounced by Joshua was accomplished in his family. He laid Jericho's foundations at the cost of his firstborn, and when he set up the city gates he lost his youngest son. It was in these times of decadence and apostasy that God raised up in Israel one of his greatest prophets, Elijah. This man of God, whose name means, "My God is the Lord," came from a place to the east of the Jordan in Gilead, and was known as Elijah the Tishbite. God sent him to Ahab with a message. The prophet crossed the Jordan and went to the royal palace in Samaria. He came before the king and said, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years, except at my word." Then Elijah turned and left as abruptly as he had come. His message announced disaster. Baal, the god of rain and storm, considered by the Canaanites to be the source of abundance, would prove to be helpless, unable to provide the people with the crops they needed. On hearing the message, Ahab was very angry and gave orders to seize Elijah. But God provided a suitable hiding place for his servant. The prophet disappeared, and although the king searched throughout the whole country, Elijah was nowhere to be found. Next episode, Elijah and the Poor Widow.